Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bert Folsom. Bert is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the original historian in our Brain Trust, the author of many books, including FDR Goes to War, his new one, Death on Hold. You got to check that one out. Also, so many of these, golly, they're still so also relevant to our times today. I know your original two are still selling like crazy, Bert. So congratulations on that success, Bert.
Sure, and
BertFolsom.com.
Yeah, BertFolsom.com. Myth of the Robber Barons is still selling
right.
Well.
Yeah, I know.
So
I still refer to it, Bert, in my work.
Good.
I still refer to it. Yeah. So all right, we're talking about replacing Scalia. We've been talking about the impact that he had on the court.
Right.
We talked about that'll be the momentousness of replacing. How do we replace him? I'm not sure we can replace him. We can get a new person. We can't replicate him, I guess I should say. But
right.
We talked about the history of the contentiousness of all this and past presidents and the behavior of the parties. Now let's talk about going forward. One of the things that I want small business owners to understand is the next president is going to nominate someone to replace Scalia.
Right.
And the balance of the court right now is very, very tenuous. If conservatives lose that seat to a liberal for the next 35 or 40 years, that could be, the implications to the marketplace, Bert, and to the way we do business could be enormous.
Well, we could. Now, we haven't had a situation in a long time, really since Roosevelt, or actually before Roosevelt, I guess you'd have to go back, where Republicans controlled the Senate and the Democrats controlled the presidency. If the Democrats were to win the presidency this year and the Republicans maintain control of the Senate, which is a possibility, then the Democrat would have to ultimately appoint someone who would at least be palatable.
But it wouldn't be a Scalia. It'd be somebody.
No.
It'd be somebody to the left of Kennedy. It wouldn't even be a Kennedy.
No. You're right.
Ginsburg, Ginsburg, bless her heart, God bless her, she's not going to live forever. She's early 80s. You got Breyer,
yeah,
who's early 80s. In the next 4 years, there's going to be two more at least.
Right.
There'll be minimum of three Supreme Court justices in the next 4 years. And guess what, Bert? After that, it'll be a long time before we have any new ones. The rest of the guys up there are pretty young.
Possibly. I mean, Clarence Thomas is in his 60s now, too.
He might be closer to 70. But my point is, it'll be if he works 15 more years, we're talking a long time. So this next 4 years are momentous for the Supreme Court, for the balance of power of our country, for one of the biggest checks and balances. And I'm telling you, I just think small business owners need to realize. Think about all the different ways this could filter down to us. Look at Kelo. Look at the Kelo decision. Look at the Friedrich case. It just came. It's before them now. The union situation out in California. I mean, there's so many cases right now that are for them right now that we can predict. We can talk about. What do you think?
Right. No, you're absolutely right. This will be very, very important. Because the Democrats have not ever had, not ever, but in the last couple generations, have not had to nominate a justice with a Republican Senate, we don't know what that could produce. But there could be some more situations where it Borks and Ginsburgs and so on. So there could be, we tend to have justices, a lot of them either like Breyer or Ginsburg on one side, and you have a Rehnquist and a Scalia and a Thomas on the other. But you could get some more in the Kennedy in the middle with
we need more plan. We need more Kennedys, and it seems to me, because I mean the thing is, have you do you remember when our court has been more polarized politically than it is now?
Well, I think it's pretty. No, I can't. I think it is. Yeah. It's more
dangerous
now than it has
it's
been before.
The way it is. Hey, Bert, thanks for being here. Good job. Good report. Come back soon.
Hey, good to be with you, Jim.
Bert
thanks
Folsom, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Bert Folsom. BertFolsom.com. Check out his website. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships are made for. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.